Okay, so as you've heard, we're here at the Las Vegas South Point Casino for the Vegas shoot, the 2024, the last one at the South Point Casino. We'll be hearing George's dulcet tones at a different venue next year. And we're joined right now by Alberta optician extraordinaire Brady Haslam, who has, for the first time, set up a booth here at the Vegas Trade Show. And the Vegas Trade Show is something that, if you're into archery, this is something you got to come and see, because there is everything here. And it's amazing how much competition there is for some of the least expensive bits in archery. So, Brady, welcome to Canada Talks Archery.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so what are we showcasing here today? Something about Chris Perkins, I think.
Yeah, so we're super happy to announce our Chris Perkins signature lens. It's called the Falcon Series. And it just got released a few days ago. So day one of the Vegas shoot is when we released it. And it just so happens to be that day one on its release was the day that Chris Perkins shot 30 X's on that day. So that was a pretty cool thing to happen. But yeah, this is something that we've been working with Chris for about over a year now in the works, and just tweaking things and fine tuning things. And we finally got it to be something that is really, really clear and really good, and we're quite happy with how it turned out.
All right, so he shot his 30X with the Falcon. So talk about baptism by fire, right?
Oh yeah, I'd say yeah. So it's he's been shooting this lens for, it's not new to him, it's just new to everybody else. But yeah, the good thing about this is, so for those of you who know and who've been shooting our premium or standard lenses, it's a little bit different. There's some few changes basically in every, we changed everything about it. So it's a new material, it's a new lens coating, and it's a new lens design, all of which go towards increasing clarity, which we're quite happy with.
So that would be really important for 3D, where, you know, sometimes you're trying to aim at something you can't see. So if you can get just a little bit of an advantage there, you've got quite an advantage, right?
Absolutely, yeah. The one thing Chris noticed in particular with this lens, with his with the Falcon Series, is he noticed that it requires a little less clarifying power. Now on the surface, that doesn't really mean a whole lot, but if you look at the secondary effects of what that means, it means if there's less clarifying power, and that means your paint is going to be a little bit more clear, which means if you want to, you can run a bigger aperture to let more light in. So there's a few very subtle but yet significant downstream effects to this lens, which is just fantastic.
So just to sort of put that into perspective then, and just an example, but maybe if you were running a B power clarifier, you might go to an A plus. Is that what you're saying?
It's quite possible. It's quite possible. I mean, it's not going to work on everybody, but being at the booth here, we oftentimes go where we think they should be in clarifier power, and it's not uncommon for us to back it off by one.
Okay, so I'm going to pull one from my buddy Greg Poole and say, you don't have to answer if you can't, but you said new material. What material?
It's not glass and it's not polycarbonate. That's all I can say.
All right, keeping that one close to the vest then, eh? Okay, so what are people going to see when they put this on their scope? What's the big advantage you're going to have?
Just clarity. Yeah, it's so clear. It's just something that we're so happy with. People always come talk to me and they say, oh, well, why is your lens better than any other lens? And I'm never going to say anything bad about anyone else, but what I can say is, with a very high degree of confidence, this lens here will rival any lens on the market. I can say that with from my heart, really.
Right. So this being your first year at Vegas, you probably didn't have high expectations, but obviously making your presence known is the most important thing. How's that going?
Well, so yeah, being from Canada, well, you know, when you go to trade shows, you know all the big players in the game, right? And so you're expecting to see them, but when there's someone new on the market, you're a little hesitant. You almost don't even give them the time of day. That's something that we've noticed a little bit, at least on day one. But then, once after the release and Chris shot so well on day one, then people just started flooding. So on Thursday, it was just the trade show before shooting, the booth was really busy, but all Canadians, because they already knew us. So they just wanted to come say hi. Since then, Friday, Saturday, and today, it's been all Americans, and people have been sending people over to our booth, and so it's been a little bit of a it'll be a long process to get really well known down here in the States, but it's something that we got to do, because that's where all the big boys play, is down in America. So
right, and one of the advantages here, I mean, you know, if we're looking on from afar and we see that Krzysztof is shooting a PSC or Jesse Broadwater shooting a Hoyt, it may not mean a whole lot to the average archer, but if they're here and they're seeing what's happening with Chris Perkins and him shooting that 30X, that's really going to drive some interest, isn't it?
So Chris has been instrumental in this whole process. So not only as a person, Chris is just like a stand-up guy. He's just so easy to talk to. He's just generous and kind and just a really good person, an amazing archer, to say the least. But yeah, having Chris have his signature series, that's going to go a long way. So we're really happy about that.
All right, very good. Well, Brady Haslam from X Shot Archery, Medicine Hat Alberta, thanks for being on Canada Talks Archery.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so joining us to talk about the X Shot Archery Falcon lens is the man himself, Christopher Perkins. Chris, welcome back to Canada Talks Archery.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me here.
So what is it you were looking for when you hooked up with Brady to start working on a new lens?
Yeah, so I mean, as an archer, we're obviously looking for clarity is probably our number one thing that we look for in a lens when it comes to target, even in 3D as well. But not only clarity, you're looking for balance of color. Obviously, you don't want any distortion. And you obviously want a wide variety of magnifications too. So with this lens, we're able to offer a 1 power all the way up to 10 power if you, you know, feel kind of daring to run a 9 or a 10. But yeah, so I mean, for somebody like me, I'm looking for clarity. I'm looking for color transition. You know, I don't want any distortion to the image, and I don't want any really distortion to the color either. So.
Right, you want to be able to see what you're hitting at, especially in 3D, where a lot of those targets, you can't even see what you're aiming at.
Yeah, I not only want to be able to see what I'm aiming at, but I want to be able to see a little bit better than what I'm looking at too, right? So, you know, what you see looking through a pair of binos to what you see looking through your scope, it can be a little bit different when it comes to, you know, maybe small things that you might pick out. But yeah, so having a lens that's super clear and super crisp certainly helps with all that.
So, I mean, obviously there's a bunch of tweaks that you're going to make to get ready for 3D. Is the lens going to be one of them?
So I run a 5X for everything. So I will shoot the same lens, just I won't have a dot on it. So I'll be running a fiber optic.
Right. Okay. So this is the Chris Perkins signature line. You've got the Chris Perkins executive. What else have you got that's got your name on it?
Just that for right now. We'll see maybe in the future what's another possibility.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. Chris, thanks very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That was another episode of Canada Talks Archery. I'm your host, Kelly Taylor. And remember, PSC Archery is our sponsor. Check out their latest bow, the Supra X. Comes in 37 and 40-inch ATA. Holds like a dream. Available at pscarchery.com or at your local authorized retailer.